About 15 minutes ago, Caden Wilford pulled out his smartphone and opened a new app. He clicked around until he found a suitable breakfast order, a cinnamon bagel with strawberry schmear. And now, he's at the front door of his dorm as a six-wheeled robot arrives.
What's up, old buddy? How's it going?
Hello, here's your delivery.
That's so cool.
The mechanical engineering major lifts the robot's lid, pulls out his food, and closes the hatch.
Thanks for the bagel, buddy. We love you.
Have a nice day.
For Wilford, the $2 delivery charge was worth every penny to see the robot at his door.
Anything like this, like robots like that, maybe someday I'll be making them, which will be even cooler.
Right now, the robots are a novelty, but NAU officials hope they catch on, solving an on-campus food delivery problem they've had for years. Ben Hartleith, director of campus dining, says plenty of ideas have been tossed around in the past.
Is it bicycles? Is it people walking? Is it cars? And each of them has their own challenges.
He says NAU students are on the go all the time, so the robots speak to their busy schedules.
Students have about 20 minutes typically that they need to get somewhere, get in a line, get food, eat it, and then get back to another class. And so the ability to take one of those variables out of that is very appealing.
The school partnered with Starship Technologies, a San Francisco-based tech company started by two of the co-founders of Skype. NAU is their second college campus. Deliveries at George Mason University in Virginia started in January. They also deliver around a few corporate campuses and a couple of neighborhoods in Europe.
We've delivered over 30,000 deliveries around the world.
That's Ryan Tuohy, who's starting up the NAU operation for Starship.
What we do when we come into an environment is first we map it. So driving along all of the potential routes, which then gives us a data which we process into our own proprietary 3D maps. We've tested steep inclines, upwards, downwards, so we're well prepared for this campus. As a matter of fact, we think this campus is a near ideal place for our technology.
And on the occasion they struggle with the terrain, Tuohy says people tend to help out.
There were a few times where the robot looked like it was struggling. These students would go and like nudge the robot along and give it a push.
Excuse me, would you please let me pass?
And if you literally bump into them on campus, as this group of students did, they'll politely maneuver around you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
For KNAU, I'm Zach Ziegler in Flagstaff.